Not a local event on planet Earth, it's a worldwide event. And I'm making this point because there are still some in Adventism that cling to an idea that the 10 kings of Revelation 17, the 10 horns, are the former Roman Empire. That sometimes they'll go so far as to say that it's the European Common Market. And if you've counted how many nations are involved with the European Common Market today, it's well beyond 10. So how they try to hold the number 10 to that, I'm unsure. But nevertheless, the union that exists between these 10 horns, Sister White says, is a universal bond. It's something that is worldwide. It's not confined to one continent in the world. It's universal. And all the information in Gideon, all the prophetic symbols that you can trace through the other prophets of the Bible, when you look up the wine press or the threshing of Babylon, or the symbols we've been looking at in the previous studies, they're all talking about a worldwide event. When it's talking about the Valley of Jezreel and Mount Carmel, it's not speaking of an isolated area in present day Israel. It's speaking about the world as it comes to its conclusion when the Lord returns in vengeance. This is a prophetic truth that is clearly identified in the Word of God, and some people hold to the opinion that these 10 horns are the former Roman Empire that disintegrated into 10 horns in Daniel 7. But those 10 horns on that beast in Daniel 7 had 10 crowns upon the horns, and they had 10 nations, where in Revelation 17, if you look closely, those 10 horns receive no kingdom as yet in the plural. They come together and co-rule one kingdom, identifying a one world government divided up into 10 districts. And that's a different study. If you haven't considered our presentation on Revelation 17, I would challenge you to do so. That one world government is already in the world, it being the United Nations, and the United Nations has its own publications where it shows that it has the world cut up into 10 districts in order that when it comes to control the world, it could better accomplish the job. And these 10 districts of the United Nations are paralleling the 10 horns of Revelation 17, and they're paralleling the 10 nations of Psalm 83 that come to the same destruction that Zeb came to at the wine press. Now, in this battle at the end against modern Babylon that Gideon's story is illustrating, we know that you have the false prophet.